All right, Rabbi, good morning. Let's continue. So we left off bottom of page 84. So remember, again, still in the midst of the same topic, namely the idea that for every action there is a reaction, and in the spiritual realm as well, even the smallest actions carry with them a reaction. And the examples that Rav Kashdiath Ramchal is bringing are what would appear to be at first glance exaggerated reactions. In other words, that great people committing seemingly minor infractions or misjudgments, be it HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really leveling against them a very heavy and hefty punishment. The message of this is not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a punishing God. The message of it is, first of all, the greater you are, the higher the bar. That's number one. The greater you are, the higher your bar. And the second message being that there are consequences for everything we do in life. Every action, big or small, triggers some type of consequence. That's true in the physical world, and it's true in the spiritual world as well. So he writes, last two lines of page 84, David, lefi shekar ledivrei Torah zemiros. So David HaMelech in Tehillim calls HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah zemiros. Songs, ne'enash, he was punished. Kishenichsha bedvar Uzza, v'nis arvava simchaso. So remember again, there's the story of Uzzah. Uzzah was, they were transporting the Aron to Yerushalayim. The Aron looks like it's about to fall off the wagon that is being pulled on. Uzzah touches the Aron and Uzzah dies. The Chazal understand that the death of Uzzah, although ostensibly related to touching the Aron, was really related to David HaMelech's categorization of Torah as zimiros, as songs. What does that mean? Top of page 85. Torah, ze'isik ritzini. Torah is serious business. Right? Torah is something very serious. Zelo davar shesharim oso. Torah is not a song. Umi lanu gadol ki David shemishabeach kacha es haTorah. And yet, what was David HaMelech saying? David HaMelech was saying, he was trying to say something beautiful. He was trying to say that Torah is as beautiful as a song, as melodic as a song, as uplifting as a song. But that's not correct. Torah is beautiful, but Torah is not a song. You see, what's there to see in a song in Torah? See, a song, if you want to sing it, you could sing it. But some days, there are certain days that I'm just not in the mood to sing, and therefore what? I don't. That's not Torah. That's not Torah. Torah is something much more important. Torah is something much more intense than just simply a shira. Pamachos hu amr zemiros. So one time, David HaMelech, bless you, one time David HaMelech calls Torah zemiros. Zebitoy loma speak miduyak biachas l'Torah ne'enash. So because David HaMelech used a descriptive term that wasn't accurate enough in his portrayal of Torah, there's a punishment. Michshal b'davar uza samesa aron al hagala v'az haya kishlon his arvava simchasam. So all because David HaMelech categorized her. In other words, I want to point out over here, this is not even a sin, right? Meaning David HaMelech didn't commit an avera, so to speak. There wasn't a commission of a sin, but yet again, his categorization of Torah as zemiros, as songs, when in fact Torah is something much more important, was something that was felt to be a more severe transgression. Michal, so remember again, Michal, David HaMelech's wife, the daughter of Shaul, lefi shochicha as David kisherak b'masherakad b'chutz lefnei Aaron. Remember, Michal levels some pretty severe criticism at David HaMelech because he was dancing in front of the Aaron. So she essentially categorized him as a fool. Like, this is what you do, King of Israel, right? You go out and you make yourself like a jester. You know, you make yourself, you know, dancing around everywhere. So she was punished. Ne'ensha shelo hayava v'lat ela b'mosa. So what says Machlokes, exactly what happened with Michal? Did Michal have a child, but just it took her many years to have a child, or did she not have a child at all? In any event, she was punished. She was punished, right? El Mosa Chizkio lefi shehera esari. So another example, Chizkio, King Chizkio lefi shehera esari melech bavel as beis nechoso nigzar abanim lio sarisim behechol melech bavel the rabim keilamot Chizkio haMelech, because he showed off his treasury to the king of Bavel, it was decreed that his sons will be sarisim, that his sons will be servants in the palace of the king of Bavel. And then Ramchal writes, there are many other examples of this. Many other examples of great people engaging in what would appear to be relatively minor infractions, but yet, again, suffering in an incredible fashion, Why? Because every action has a reaction. Because everything in life, every action, big or small, carries with it some type of reaction from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he goes on. Im kacha ze'itzel gidol Yisrael, az nachon ve'vaday lekulam. So we'll say, if this is the case for gidol Yisrael, this is the case for great people, then of course this concept applies to all of us as well. U'beperak ha'kol chayovim, in perak ha'chem chagiga, the Gemara writes, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, kat hava mati lahaikra, hava bachi. Whenever Rabbi Yochanan would come to the following pasuk, he would cry. What was the pasuk? V'karavti aleichem mishpat. I will bring you close to justice. Va'yisi eid mimaher. And I will be a very fast witness. So in other words, what the pasuk is saying is, the Shparuch is saying, that judgment is quick, and judgment is swift, and judgment is decisive. That whatever you do, I will bring you to justice, and I will testify against you. Evet sheshoklim alav kalos kechamuros yeshlo. So the Halacha writes, if you have a servant whose master is medaktik, is meticulous with him, or is exacting with him, with big transgressions and small transgressions, is there any hope? Others will say, what the Halacha says is, this is not painting a very good picture. Meaning that at the end of the day, what you're essentially saying is, every action has a reaction. Every action, big or small, warrants and elicits a response from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So who could live under a microscope like that? I might try to do good things, but inevitably I make mistakes also. So every single mistake I make, there's no overlooking. Every single mistake I make, there's some type of repercussion or judgment. And the answer, of course, is ubevadai she'im kavonas ha'ma'amar she'yihye ha'onesh al shtehen echad. So obviously, when we say that an eved who's master weighs his kalos v'chamuros, weighs his smaller misdeeds, his larger misdeeds, so we're not suggesting that there's one punishment for all of these things. Obviously, every act is looked at on its own. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu eino mishalim ela mida kineged mida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only goes ahead and pays back a person in a reciprocal fashion, in correspondence to the act, corresponding to the act itself. Amnam ha'inyan hu. But rather, what's the take-home message? Shele'inyan mishkal hamasim kach olos bekaf hakalos kimachamuros. The message is that every single misdeed is reckoned, counted, and weighed. Kilo yashkichu hachamuros esakalos. You know, both sides. So sometimes a person says to himself, you know what, I know all of the averos that I have transgressed. I've done some doozies. So the good news is that what? The good news is that the little ones for sure fall away, right? If I did Avera X, whatever it is, fill in the blank, which was a major Avera, so, you know, the fact that maybe I wore Shadness, I don't think God is worrying about that too much. Or that I did Avera X, which is a major one, I don't think that I spoke Lashon Hara is going to be the be-all, end-all. That's not what's going to be. I've done so much stuff. So, Chassid, just understand, that's not true. That's a false statement. Every single misdeed we do, by the way, you're going to see there's a very positive corollary to this as well. But let's speak about first what the Ramchal is saying. Every single misdeed I engage in, big or small, is weighed. There's no such thing as the fact that a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't look at something, or something because it's less severe, simply gets overlooked. He says, Kilo yashkichu achamuros asakalos. The more severe haveros do not go ahead and cause the smaller ones to be forgotten. V'lo ya'alim hadayin eino mehem, nor does the judge shield his eye from them. Kasher lo ya'alim me'achamuros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the minor transgressions in the same way that he looks at the major transgressions. Ela al kulam yashkiach v'yifakach ba'ashvo achos. Lodun kol echad mehem. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges each of our actions. Kol echad ve'echad lahan ulahan ish acharka kol echad ve'echad kvimashu. And therefore, we'll say, in the absence of tshuva, there is onesh. There is punishment for every single thing we do, big or small. Now, we'll say, now there's a positive reciprocal of this. So now, if we're saying that at the end of the day, there is no such thing as a small transgression that's overlooked. No such thing. So even if a person might say, you know what, I don't know, whatever it is, you fill in the blank. I commit a major Avera A. So because I'm doing this Avera, this other small stuff, forget about it, right? Meaning, not even, it's not the way it works. There's no forgetting about it. There's a tally, there's a judgment to everything. I will say, you know, it's the positive reciprocal idea. It's the same thing. Sometimes people think that because they've committed major averos, so even if I do some positive small things, those positive small things pale in comparison to the negativity that I have generated. And we see from here that that is unequivocally false. The Ribono Shel Olam looks at every single action by itself. And if it's true in the negative, it's true in the positive also. So sometimes a person feels, I've done so much bad. I'm damaged goods. So they're going to tell me, I know all the averos I've done. So what? Now because because I put on tefillin today, because I put aside that I'm going to put on tefillin every day, so suddenly again, that's the game changer. How does that eclipse all the negativity? Or because I decide I'm going to give a little bit of tzedakah, because I'm going to wear tzitzis, because I decide I'm going to do chesed, that eclipses all the negativity. So the answer is, it doesn't eclipse anything. You're right. It's not the Akadosh Baruch Hu works about say. Meaning, if I go ahead and I do an Avera, the fact that I do five mitzvahs does not eclipse the Avera. And the point that Ram Chal is making is, nothing is ever eclipsed. We'll talk about the power of tshuva. Tshuva has the ability to not just eclipse, tshuva has the ability to erase. But forget about tshuva for just a moment. Don't forget about tshuva. Just let's put tshuva on the side for a moment. Nothing is ever forgotten. Nothing is ever eclipsed. But the good news is everything is looked at. See, even if I've messed up in a major, major way, I have to reckon with the sin. I can't do so much good that I think I'm going to erase the sin. But the good that I do, even every little small act, is reckoned as important before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's an empowering lesson. Because what that saying is, I still have to tackle my misdeeds. But the little nuggets of good that I do, each of those are looked at by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emir Tesh on the bottom of page 85 tomorrow. Oh, because again, so his sin was something, his sin was like a Nadav and Avihu sin. The closer proximity you have to God, the more severe and swift judgment is. The less room there is for error. So when you come and you touch the Aron, that you've crossed the line that you can't. Same thing with Nadav and Avihu. Right? Nadav and Avihu meant well, but when you're in such close proximity to God, the stakes are much higher. The beautiful part is over here, there's room, there's a margin, there's room for human error. Shbaruch Hu knows I'm a person, there's room for human error. That's why if I make a mistake, if you make a mistake, a lightning bolt does not come down and strike us down. Because there's that margin for human error and there's that space to be able to fix it. When you're, the closer you get to God, the less room there is for human error. And that's why his judgment is always swifter and more intense the closer you are.